Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie. I'm back in the same week. So crazy. Only reason, though, is because I'm angry. Well, not angry. Peeved. My butt is chapped. I'm upset. In July, I told you guys about a guy that was killed by an IFPD officer in his backyard while they were on a manhunt for another guy. And his court proceedings were starting yesterday, and they came to a deal yesterday and dismissed the case against him. And so it's on the front page of the newspaper today. I work in a gas station. All I have heard is people mad about it when they come in and see it. Just the headline, people are pissed. And so am I. Because the deal that what is just so amazing, okay? This deal, it got dismissed under the condition that he undergo 100 hours of firearm use and firearms and use of task of force training, and that he remain on modified duty. Modified duty is just sitting at a desk. Dude still gets his job. He gets to go home to his wife and his children and keep going. Meanwhile, the state of Idaho just told Joseph Johnson and Bree Johnson to get fucked, and nothing is going to happen for them, and there will be no justice. And all Joseph was doing was in his backyard, not the officer's backyard, not some other random backyard, no, his very own, the backyard where his children play. Are you fucking kidding me? And the state of Idaho is going to sit there and say, well, him taking these 100 hours and remaining on his desk, this is going to help prevent this happening again in our town. I'm sorry, fucking what? Yeah, okay. Okay. Are you kidding me? How in the world is it okay for that to happen? How is it just because you're a cop, if this would have been anybody else, murder, gone to jail, whatever. But because he's a fucking cop, no, you get to go take some classes for 100 hours and then go sit at your desk and you've learned your lesson. And then they're going to say, oh, he's been traumatized by the event. I fucking hope so, dude. That's your internal justice. That is your body giving you the torture that you need. Because you're not kidding. No one got justice. That is your internal hell. That is what you need to go through, sir. You took a life. All because he was wearing the same clothes. And he did have a gun. But let this be known, and I will make it clear, there was an armed man running around this man's neighborhood. So to protect his family, who was sleeping in his home, he had his firearm, which in the state of Idaho, you can do what you want when it comes to that. And he had it down. He was not wielding it. He was not flashing it around. This cop gave this man two commands. And in the split second fucking decision after the second command, he shot him. He murdered him. And he took his fucking life. And the only thing the state of Idaho is going to do is take a couple classes and sit at that desk. And you've learned your lesson. Who gives a shit that a man lost his life and that a woman is without her husband, children, or without their father? And for what? For what? What are you going to look at his children and his wife and say, hey, oh man, bad day for him. Are you kidding me? And then you're going to sit there and praise this motherfucker? We're so happy nothing happened to you. We're so happy. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, we're so relieved. You know who would have been relieved? His fucking Mrs. Johnson. Bree Johnson would have been relieved if her husband would have lived. Or if he wouldn't have gotten shot in the first place. But no, she's not relieved. Now she's sitting there with a fucking spit marker on her face from the state of Idaho. And no one's giving a shit. We literally in that courtroom when they did that and they told him this is dismissed. Here's your punishment. Give me your finger because you're a bad boy. We're not even slapping your wrist. We're slapping the tip of your finger because that's as bad as this is. And you should have turned around then, The judge, the prosecutor, everybody should have turned around and spit on the Johnson family, because that is exactly what they did. They spit on them and told them, sorry. Oops. Oopsie. Dude, I'm beyond mad. Like, it is just the fact that you can just kill someone and you don't even get a slap on the wrist. A slap on the wrist would have been, oh, he went and spent some days in jail. We got some community service. We got some shit we got to do. No, bitch, you get to go sit in a class for 100 fucking hours and then sit at a desk, and that's justice? That's justice. Wow. Okay. You know? Like, my heart goes out to the Johnson family and Bree Johnson. I cannot even imagine the fire of anger that is going through your body. And I am so sorry. It is beyond fucked up. The way that... I'm not even going to say the state of Idaho handles their shit, because I can't speak for the rest of Idaho. But the way that Bonneville County, because that's where I live, is in Bonneville County, and that's the county in which I reside, is a bunch of jacked up bullshit. The way the shit works, it just blows my fucking mind. Just blows my mind. And I know everybody, and I've read the Facebook comments and everything else, and there's a lot of people who are mad, and there's those people who, he's a good guy. He's an officer of the law, and he might be a swell guy. Might just be the chip off the old block, greatest guy you'll ever meet in your life. But he fucking killed someone. And that is going unfucking noticed. Unseen, unnoticed, untalked about. Because why? Why? It blows my mind. I just can't believe it. Like, what is Mrs. Johnson gonna do, dude, when she has to, when her children grow and they say, why was my dad killed? Why, mom? Why was my dad killed in the backyard? Why? And she's just gonna have to sit there and go, not because it wasn't his day, hon. He had a bad day. There is no reason. There is no justification. There is no nothing. And then that child will look at his mother and say, well, what happened to the bad guy? What happened to the bad guy that shot him and took my dad? And she again has to look at that child and say, nothing, baby. He took a class and he learned his lesson from that class, and he sat at a desk and he was very relieved that nothing happened to him in the result of your father's death. That's what happened, sweetheart. That's what happened to your dad. That's how much your dad's death was valued. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you kidding me? Oh, God. It boils my blood. It's just the most unjust thing ever. And then what does that tell the community? What does that tell all of us? Because I'll tell you what everybody all day has been telling me, and that is that the cops can do whatever the fuck they want and your life doesn't matter. Protect and serve. Okay, cool. Who the fuck were you protecting? Surely wasn't Mr. Johnson, and it surely isn't his fucking family now. So who? And no, I'm not going after all of IFPD or anything like that. I'm going after this one officer, and I wish I could say his name, but I sound hella racist when I do, because it sounds like cerveza, and I don't want to chop it up that bad. I have no respect for this man whatsoever, but I don't want to hear all of you complain about me mispronouncing his name. But it's just, it's irritating, and it's just sad, and it's sad that this is what our community is, and this is, and the fact that people stand for it and back him. And all you have to say to the Johnson family is, well, we're sorry for your loss. Oops. No, you're sorry for someone's loss when someone dies in a car accident, when someone dies in the hospital because they're sick or they knew they were dying. Then I am sorry for your loss. But to sit there and tell this woman, oh, sorry for your loss, like it was just some fucking thing that happened? No. We killed your husband, ma'am. We did it, and nothing's gonna happen. So go and do whatever you want to do with that. And she is suing Idaho Falls and IFPD, which I think is the least that can be done. At least somewhere in documentation, putting the blame where the blame should be. The blame is not on Joseph Johnson. Nowhere, no how, no way, no shape or form is the fucking blame on that man. It's impossible. So yeah, I'm just, I guess, angry and butthurt and a little peeved. So local people who I have not seen today, what are your thoughts and feelings about this whole thing? I'm dying to know. Because in my eyes, we just booped him on his finger and fucking sent him on his way. That's all we did. And I'm just like mind blown from that whole thing. So yeah, that's what I just wanted to inform you guys of that. And then let you guys also know that stupid bitch Lori Vallow, we're going to be talking about her next week because she is now fit to stand trial. She can no longer use her crazy defense. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what pops off. It'll be interesting. And that happens on the 22nd. So sometime next week, I'll give you guys that update. But you know, another thing I just realized, I don't know why this thought just came in my mind, but giving him 100 hours is like having OJ take a domestic abuse class. You know, like, you didn't do it, OJ, obviously, but take the class. I mean, you'll learn. Or having Casey Anthony take a parenting class. We didn't find you guilty of it, but take a parenting class. You'll learn from it. It'll be fine. Even though we all fucking know she did it. We all know we did it. You know? I don't know. I'm just irritated. Whole thing's irritating. But much love to the Johnson family. It's very heartbreaking and sad, and I am just beyond words. It's horrible. So hopefully everybody has a great week. I just wanted to update everybody real quick because people were asking for my thoughts and opinions on it. So there it is. And I have to get back to work now. So I love all of you. I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great week and be safe and all that good shit. Bye.